Interesting too. I saw a little article regarding the audience figures are down a little bit for the NFL. Now, I know it's only the first month of the competition, but it is a all-encompassing. It's just a juggernaut, the NFL, although the viewership is down a touch. Dick Fain from Radio KJR Seattle. G'day, Dick.
Hey, guys. Yeah, and there's some reasons behind that. And it really doesn't matter that it's the first month of the season because those numbers are year over year. Those numbers are September versus September and October versus October. And I think the main reason is the elections draw a lot of people, and the debates have gone head-to-head with some Sunday night football action. Okay. I think that's one of the reasons. And when you've got a complete moron, albeit a entertaining moron in Donald Trump on television, the people are going to want to watch that. So I think that's what's happened in some cases. And also, guys, the quality of football has been garbage. It really has not been good. They have had terrible primetime matchups thus far. Last night was a perfect example of that, with Carolina taking on Tampa Bay. You just haven't seen your elite teams on the national television games. They had an opportunity to move Seattle and Atlanta, which would be a fantastic game coming up this Sunday. They had an opportunity to move it to Sunday night, and for some reason NBC didn't do it. They're sticking with the Colts and the Texans, two very mediocre teams. So there's been some mistakes made by the networks, I think, without question.
Now, Dick, Tiger's out, mate. He was coming back, and I've got a tweet here from him. Ryder Cup inspired me to play my best. Unfortunately, as I prepared, I still need work and refining.
Yeah, my question is, why didn't his game need refining 2 weeks ago? Maybe it's a bit of a conspiracy theory on my part, but what was so great about his game 2 weeks ago that's not great about his game now? This smells really fishy. Why he would why he would decide to enter a tournament and then all of a sudden pull out after he's entered it? But I'm really skeptical on Tiger Woods' future. I mean, I'd love more than anything to see him come back and to be competitive and have a nice sunset to his career in his early 40s and maybe win a couple of tournaments, maybe compete in a couple of majors, top tens in a couple of majors just to show he still has it. But as we go on and on, I'm getting less and less convinced that this guy's even going to ever be able to come back and compete in any tournament, let alone a major.
Well, I think a theory is that he saw how good the level of golf that these guys played at the Ryder Cup and thinking, I'm not at this standard. I better not come back. If I come back, I want to be competitive, not just making up the numbers.
And guys, as you know, because you follow golf very closely, not only the competitiveness of the top 25 guys in the world that were shown at the Ryder Cup, how about just pick your everyday run-of-the-mill 100th ranked golfer in the PGA. Take a Jamie Lovemark, for example, just to pull a name out of a hat. That guy hits the ball 305 yards and is dead aim on into greens, and he's only a guy that competes relatively favorably in the PGA Tour. And you have Tiger Woods to thank for that. The depth of the PGA Tour is better than it has ever been in golf history. And the reason is that all these guys that are 25 to 30 years old grew up wanting to be Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Now Tiger has to compete with them, and he doesn't hold a candle to these guys.
No, that's right. That's the reality. I hope he can make a comeback. The Vikings, mate.
Vikings look good, guys. I'm still not going to buy that they have the offense to compete for a Super Bowl, but their schedule is very favorable, so they should be able to win that division. They should be, they already beat Green Bay once. Green Bay is going to have to get on a nice little roll to pass them up, and they're going to have to play better defense to pass Minnesota up. But Minnesota's got a new stadium there in Minneapolis that holds in the noise very well. They've always been a raucous crowd, and right now, it really looks like the NFC is going to go through either Seattle or Minnesota, two of the hardest venues to play in. And right now you have to give the edge to whoever would get that number one seed and get that home game. But, Minnesota's Achilles heel. The one thing that Minnesota has that Seattle doesn't have right now is an Achilles heel. Seattle really doesn't have a huge flaw in their game. Maybe they're not great in every level, but they don't have a tremendous flaw in their game. Minnesota really offensively is going to be limited. They lost another offensive lineman for the season just this week, so they're tough on the offensive line right now. As you know, they lost Adrian Peterson. But Sam Bradford has come in and you know, kind of stabilized that offense. It'll just be interesting to see once that competition gets tougher down the stretch and into the playoffs, if Minnesota can hang with the likes of the elite teams that I've talked about for weeks, which are, you know, Pittsburgh and New England and Seattle, and even Arizona, I think, still has a chance to kind of rebound a little bit in the NFC.